Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, it's Rich Tola, and thanks for tuning in to my 21st century talk for a no-bullshit world. Because it's better to pay homage to the past than to obsess about some arbitrary future. Wouldn't you agree there, Bill?
Absolutely.
Hey, guys, in the house today, what do you check it out? Hall of Famer, adult entertainment legend, Mr. Bill William Margold.
How you doing, kid?
Awesome. No, I mean, this man has been around. Well, I'm going to say Papa Bear has been around since, I think you said 1971 was your first?
1971 is when I first entered into the adult entertainment industry, pornography.
Pornography back then because it was illegal.
Absolutely. Right.
You were like...
I think that's why I got into it.
You got it, bro? We'll talk about that. We're going to talk a lot about all the stories because it's Throwback Thursday, guys. We're going back to 1972 in honor of Mr. Margold here, so... Looking forward to that. And if you want to check out the earlier shows, any other show, you know, we're on demand here in the archives, latalkradio.com/Tola Talks. My website, you know that, richtola.com's got some cool Rich picks. I got 20 up there now, best of the best, plus live music, 12 songs. Yeah, we really do the... Oh, by the way, we're moving Acoustic Fridays to Acoustic Tuesdays. You know, so tomorrow we're going to do... Top 20 ways to be 20 years younger, I think, Bill. But I don't know. You're looking pretty good over there for being around in the early 70s, in the 60s.
I've been lucky. You've been very lucky. Never done a drug in my life. But drug I do is me.
There you go. We talk about that because he gave me his business card when he came in. I read it. I said, God created man and William Margold created himself. You created yourself. Is that through all those experiences?
Well, I figured somebody had to protect the history. I wanted to be famous. It's the reason I came into it. And I think I am legendary in my own mind, perhaps. But I think everybody else's mind as well. At least the people who admit to watching adult entertainment.
Which is admit, right. Those that watched and those that admit.
It's a nation chasm of hypocrites.
Nation of hypocrites. Absolutely. I've been going... When I was... Yeah, the old man knew this. When I was like 15, I was sneaking into the Brunswick Theater back in Trenton, New Jersey. It's the only theater in town. There's only one theater that
you
could go
lucky.
In.
Well, you were lucky. You still had them in theaters.
Yeah,
they're
back
all
then.
Gone now.
It was 19... it was like late 78. Yeah, they're all gone now.
Oh, the theaters were wonderful.
Back then, yeah, no doubt. So, hey, again, check it out. Tomorrow is number 50. It's our 50th show there, Bill.
Congratulations.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, I thought that's a cool number. Style is morphing a little bit. I really enjoy it. You know, we're having some fun over here. And we like to always get started with On This Day in History. Just a couple of things, guys. 1917, like this date, New York allowed women to vote.
Suffragettes.
That's right. And well, the legislation was passed on June 4th, 1919, but 2 years earlier, New York led it, of course. In 1979, I remember this, Ayatollah Khomeini took over Iran. He used to call me the Ayatollah. In 1981, I was practicing, 1981 or 82, it was at Penn, right? And I got hit in the eye with a ball, and I got the black eye. They call me the Ayatollah. Kind of stuck for a while over there, early years. 2012, Barack Obama was reelected as president.
I voted for him both times.
And he took the Republicans as of today. Check it out. 2014 is that on this day today, the Republicans win control of the U.S. Senate, increasing power for the final 2 years of Obama's presidency.
They won't know what to do with it.
Well, let's see what happens in that next election. Don't you think they're getting a little powered up for it?
I'm voting for Hillary.
Yeah, Hillary's going to, she's going to make a run for it. I like Hillary. Well, let's do some birthday shout outs. These are also going to be available. You guys know we're opening up to some sponsorships soon. So birthday shout, these are celebrities. Emma Stone. 26. Yeah, she was in 1988. Glenn Frey, remember him.
Eagles. California, whatever.
Yeah,
Hotel
Eagle.
California.
Yeah, Hotel California. He's 66. Sally Field, she's awesome. She's 68. And Maria Shriver is 59. Happy birthday.
That's a long life. One of her relatives lost to Sheila Kuehl.
Oh, that's right.
Bobby lost. Or Robert or whatever.
Robert. Yeah, and then the holidays are here, you guys. I think what's kind of cool this year, that Halloween, at least we got through Halloween. They let us get through that weekend, and then, boom, they put the tree up in Burbank. I think it was the last couple of days. So these next couple of months, November, December, it's kind of like 1 month, isn't it, guys? So, you know, buckle down, getting ready for the holidays.
Just surviving them is more than enough.
Surviving them, and on that note, we'll survive the swoosh and go over to around the globe for the latest news. A couple stories here because I want to hear all about the 70s, this gentleman in front of me. What is it, 500 films?
Or 300 movies, 500 sex scenes.
500 sex scenes, yes. Not 500 different women.
Oh, God.
Oh, well, who knows how many?
Well, I don't even know because I don't count the ones where I never even looked at their face.
Oh, there's numerous of those where you never even look at their face.
It was called stunt dicking.
Stunt dicking?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What you would do, just jump in there and stunt for
get
someone
up,
else?
Get in, get out, get off.
No kidding. Without showing your face either?
Paid to pop.
Really? Paid to pop. I like that. We got to hashtag that, paid to pop. Jenny, you listening over there afterward? Holy cow. Well, I don't know about that. This guy here. Yeah, I know. I'm already, we're going there. Paid to pop. All right, tell me a little bit more about that. Was that less money?
You would have done well.
I would have done well with
you
the paid to pop.
Physiological, no, you have a good physiological structure. They would have liked you. Mm. Plus, you're not blonde, which lends to the darkness of the soul, a little bit of evil dimension.
Mm.
We had a lot of blonde guys back then.
Yeah.
And they were transparent.
Mm. So I like the dark hair guys.
Well, there's mystery.
Mystery.
Jamie Gillis,
intrigue.
John Leslie.
Yeah,
come on.
John Leslie. I remember him.
And I like that unshaven look. I can't really do that.
Yeah, I could see that.
You
he's
practice,
blonde. Yeah,
you practice your unshaven.
You're like
look.
In the John Holmes kind of era.
No one was in John Holmes'
his category. Yeah, that,
he
no
was
doubt.
Living proof that all men were not created equal.
Yeah, no.
From
behind
my
the
elbow
green
down.
Door.
No, he wasn't green
oh,
door.
Oh, no, he wasn't behind the green. What am I thinking? He was...
Well, no, he was Johnny Wadd.
He was Johnny Wadd, right.
Most important person in the history of our business.
Was Johnny
Without
Wadd.
Him, we wouldn't have existed. I gave him the nickname The King the day I met him in 1973, and he didn't know what I meant by that.
Really?
I give a lot of nicknames. The most famous one now is Ron Jeremy. His nickname is The Hedgehog.
The Hedgehog.
Think about it. He's living proof that anybody can get laid.
Anybody. Holy cow. I know. That's incredible. I saw him on Hollywood in Franklin Village. I think I told this
You'll
story
see him anywhere
before.
There's a free meal.
Yeah, well, he was making a film with this really young girl. And
oh,
he was
sure.
sitting there across. It was cute. You know,
absolutely.
The camera.
Yeah,
still doing his thing, huh?
He's our mascot.
Yeah. He's been around almost longer than you, then.
No.
No.
He didn't even come into it until 78, 79.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
And then Holmes, was he 60s?
Holmes is late 60s.
Late 60s.
When we were 100% outlaws on movie posters.
Yeah, let's talk about that. You know, we're going to skip over these stories for a second. So you were outlaws. The it's adult entertainment.
It became adult entertainment, and it became legal in California only in August of 1988. With the Freeman decision, we became actors, and the people who paid us became producers.
1988, you started, you said 71.
I went to jail a
you
couple
did
of
go
times.
To jail.
But I got bailed out because it was an honor among thieves. You went in, you got out. By the second time I got in there, I was already signing autographs.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
No kidding.
And the men, with the exception of Holmes and possibly a few others, are not what they go to see.
No.
They really don't.
No, but you get to know you get to know certain men, especially back then. Wasn't it like a club almost, right? There wasn't that many people doing it, or
it was the family of X, as I it's one of the few terms I coined that they used in Boogie Nights, which was an awful film, because Boogie Nights never brought up during that era that it was 100% illegal.
Mm, right.
The vice cops pursued the women. The women were vulnerable. The men really had very little to lose, and there were so few of us, they knew who we were. I wasn't hiding. I was writing for the first Hollywood Press and now the LA Express. My exploits were all over the back page of the paper on a weekly basis, and I've been doing that for over 40 years. I'm not ashamed of what I do.
No. Well, no one who's successful at it is, are they?
Well, I provide a masturbatory catharsis for the masses to a society of hypocrites who get off to us with their left hand and then deny us with their right.
Well, not so much anymore.
They
times
still do.
Are changing.
No.
No, they're still denying you on the right.
Well,
denying you, you're saying.
Well, well, they. Let's put it this way: no one's going to introduce me to their daughter.
if you're a porn star.
I'm not, I mean, again, we're
not going to go that. You were never a star?
I don't think so. No? I don't think stars are reserved for a very few of us. I'm in all the halls of fame, yes. Okay. I've earned my star in front of the Hustler Store because of my activism and my constant state of rebellion against anything that even remotely approaches being normal. Hmm. God forbid. I'm still 12 years old. I have absolutely no interest in growing up. Because with growing up comes responsibility, and I'm not responsible to anything except a cat that I have named Amber Dreamsicle, who chews on me when I get home.
Keep it simple.
Exactly.
I mean, you're the ultimate in simplicity. Now, were you making films on a weekly basis? So when you got into it, first of all, how'd you get into it?
Well, I got into it to be a journalist. I got into it to write stories about it because I didn't think, honestly, I'd be able to do it. I wanted to be, and that's the color of my card, silver and blue, I wanted to be the George Plimpton of pornography.
Okay.
I wanted to try out, figure I'd fail, write a book called maybe Paper Dick, and go on about the industry. But lo and behold, I didn't fail.
Well, and then someone must have offered you the opportunity at some point, or you just said, well, let me try it, and you asked for it? How did it work?
I was smart. I met a man named Reb Sawitz, who ran Reb Sunset International. Mm-hmm. I watched his office, and then I said, I want your office. And he said, what do you want for it? I said, nothing. Leave me alone. I'll make you money. I had all the ads in the paper for free because I wrote for all the underground papers. I became the manager of the building that was owned by a man named Ed Nash, which some of your listeners may recognize because Ed Nash owned the Seven Seas. He owned the Odyssey. He owned a lot of nightclubs.
Okay, okay.
And he's also a man linked to the murders on Laurel Canyon, was Holmes. That's a whole other
thing. Right. Oh, that's a whole other thing.
That's Wonderland.
Who died in 1988.
Holmes died. Eventually, he died of what they say is HIV.
Right.
But
complications.
Complications. Plus, by the time he found out he had it, he didn't want to live anymore.
Right.
Because then it was theoretically a death sentence. Now, it's a sentence into semi-immortality because they'll stuff you through whatever you get, all kinds of pills and stuff like that.
You keep
become
you going.
Basically a mummy.
Yeah, they keep you going.
A living mummy. So HIV is the most over. It's an under-functioning false plague perpetrated on us by governments desirous of ridding three factions: intravenous drug users, homosexuals, and minorities. Because if you look at the heterosexual number of deaths, it's staggeringly low. It's a failed plague.
Man,
we're both drinking out of a water bottle right now, and that will be the next plague.
Water will
eliminate.
Well, I'm just thinking of Magic Johnson when I'm thinking of that. He's been forever, right?
I have a theory about Magic Johnson, which we won't get into at this.
You're like a What am I saying?
Conspiratorial. But I've lived long.
Well, wait a minute. That's a whole nother day. We'll bring you.
I do want to come back. I like it up here. I'm looking at the San Fernando Valley.
Beautiful day today. You got your shirt on. You remind me of is. Jimmy Buffett. You got the little Jimmy Buffett thing going on.
Okay.
I don't know if his music will be playing in any of your films there, Bill. But,
we've stole a lot of music back in the day. And
Putting those films together, by the way, I read because I did a little research on it, right? It was the 8mm. You know,
I never did 8s.
You never did 8s?
No, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because I started to do a loop, 8mm, and I said, my name's going to be on this. And he said, are you nuts? You're not John Holmes. Most of the men back in those days toiled in anonymity. Mm. The only reason I got my name on anything is because I put it there.
Wow.
And because I've been publicized.
So the guys didn't want to have their names on it.
It wasn't they didn't want to.
It didn't have any value.
No, not really. Rick Cassidy, Rick Lutz, yes, they had value. Okay. But so many faceless men labored during those early days and hopefully will never get caught for doing it because it will haunt you forever. And I love it. I love being haunted because I have no skeletons in my closet because I have no closet.
Right. Well, whether the closet is empty.
Well,
keep it clear.
There was never a door on it. I don't care.
I see. Yeah, never a door. Well, I like that.
I have no underbelly. Right. What, you want to come home, want to come to my place and take that cat? He'll chew you to bits.
Right.
7 months old and he thinks I'm a piece of beef jerky.
You were the one who said to me, I don't know if it was in a conversation, we said about, there's not much Was it you said not much on the planet that you love or the to lose, love to lose?
No, well, there's, I have nothing left. I have nothing that I really want. That's what I said to you.
Right.
With the exception of the Detroit Lions in the Super Bowl.
There you go. Right. Nothing that you really want.
I've had everything else. Mm.
Well, I mean, how many? Well, the women. So I thought.
The women.
Yeah, the women. It's.
You know, it's better to hug them than to screw them.
Yeah.
Because once you screw them, they own you. When you hug them, you keep them at bay.
Right. Well, once you sleep with them, then it becomes a transaction, correct?
Well, it also becomes something that they think they're doing you a favor.
Hmm.
My left hand's been my
now,
best friend.
Now, when you say they, are you referring to all women or women in your in the business of
no.
adult entertainment?
Well, I've had my great love.
Mm-hmm.
If I call it my great like. I had a woman named Viper,
mm-hmm.
who I was in awe of.
Mm-hmm.
And
was she in the business?
Absolutely.
Okay.
She was way ahead of this business, and the business didn't know what to do with her. Because she had a tattoo from tit to clit.
Oh, okay.
And she was really something that I never expected it. And when it ended, 5 years after it started, it broke a heart I didn't think I had.
Wow. Now, this occurred when you met her.
I met her in 86, and she was gone by 91.
She was gone, meaning out of the business by 91, or gone of your life?
No, she fell victim to something called implant schizophrenia.
Ooh.
She bought breasts.
Mm-hmm.
For about $8,000. It was her money. I didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
But within a year, she was stark raving mad.
Mm.
And then she was gone. She climbed in her car and drove into, as I said, it's like El Cid. He drove out of, right. He rode out of history into legend. Her car broke down in Texas. She left it there. She put all of her identification on a tombstone in Arkansas and went back to New England, where she died in 2010 from what I expected would kill her, which was smoking. She smoked 3 packs a day.
So she disappeared. She needed to just disappear.
She didn't want to be Viper anymore.
Right. She wanted to check out of that identity.
It hadn't fulfilled her destiny in all reality. I did make her as best as I could, and she made herself as famous as possible within a business that didn't know what to do with her. Now, with tattoos being sprayed on by shotguns, she would have been a superstar. Because she did double.
But I want to ask the question. You said this. It didn't turn out like it. You're basically saying it's never. Is it fulfilling for anyone? You know, when you become that character, and what does it mean to be fulfilled?
Well, I think like once. Well, fulfillment means you don't want anything else. I think that's
you've
what fulfillment's
reached the goal.
All about. You know, I'll show you a picture. Although you don't have television here, this is Viper.
Let me see that. I'm going to reach over and get that.
There and
this
then
is Viper here,
and this is the most famous image
redhead,
I ever designed.
Okay, I've seen that on the internet. There, whoa,
that explodes in a million pieces. This
right.
is your freedom. This is censorship. Get the point,
right?
And Viper's in it. 5 days before she left, she's in it. It's the most powerful thing I've ever created.
I see the tats. Yeah.
Oh yeah. That.
Really nice. Yeah,
well.
You're right.
The tattoo is an interesting story. It took 9 months from a man named Harry Von Groff in Philadelphia. And within the first year I was with her, she said had she known the tattoo would hurt her, she wouldn't have done it. But a lot of the adult performers have what I refer to as a sociological death wish and perhaps even a physiological death wish. They enjoy being damned by a society that gets off to them. So when she said to me, challenging me, I want my soul back. And I said, what does this mean? She said, we're going to go to Philadelphia and let's see how good you are. So she took me to her tattoo artist in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to paint you an interesting picture.
In the 80s?
Well, this was 1987.
Wow, I was
86.
There. I was there. Okay.
And you remember Arch Street then?
Sure. I was there.
It was the B zone, the battle zone.
Oh, yeah. You didn't go.
Well,
you
did
didn't
you know
go
Harry
well.
Von,
yeah, you were too
you,
far.
Did you know of Harry Von Groff? Did you know of the famous tattoo artist on Arch Street?
I didn't know of him. I wasn't really that
How
place.
Old were you
I
there?
Was right out of college. I graduated 85. I was 22. It was the Wall Street. Yeah, that wasn't my scene.
So you were more, you know, gray
reserved
suit.
Yeah, exactly. Ugh. I was all suited up.
Sorry.
No, I know. But I used to go to the Black Banana, though, over there.
I don't know that.
Oh, okay. That was on race.
Well, I'll paint you an interesting picture. We walked into the tattoo parlor, and there was a ramp, which I didn't pay any attention to. I got upstairs, and he was sitting in a wheelchair. Now, I want you to think back to a movie called A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay.
Because you like movies. I see you review them every week.
Of course, of course.
We'll talk about Nightcrawler, which features the creepiest performance I think I've ever seen.
You thought that was overly creepy, huh?
Gyllenhaal tapped into areas that Heath Ledger went into as Joker.
I don't know. I wouldn't say he went that far.
I think he did.
You did, okay.
And I've never seen a moment of tension so visceral as when he's standing in the room with Rene Russo, and they're getting closer and closer and closer to each other, and then I won't say anything.
Right, when he's going,
but
what you're saying. That was a good scene. That was a good scene.
I began to shake.
That's when we showed her vulnerability.
Did we? And did we show his? Because now he's called her bluff, but she essentially is called his.
All right, I'm thinking of the scene after the next one.
The movie... I hate the Oscars because they were a disaster last year. Gravity was one of the great films of all time, and that worthless 12 Years a Slave wins an Oscar for Best Picture after losing every other one of its Oscars. I referred to basically Jody and the Woodpile that had visited the Oscars. They felt guilty. They gave a piece of junk, which nobody will watch again ever, an Oscar, when Gravity is a movie for the ages.
Great movie. So you're not very opinionated then, huh, Bill?
No, I'm not. But let me tell you what happens in the tattoo parlor.
Let's finish the tattoo parlor. We're not going back to Nightcrawler because we're going to disagree on that. I'd rather talk about the 70s. We got some other stuff to cover. Finish the story with tell me about this, because 87, I was 86, I was there.
So she says to me, goodbye.
That's it.
Yeah, and I'm in there with him, and I'm watching him tattoo some people. Then he proceeds to do, and since he's dead, there's no telling tales, he does a dope deal in front of me. I hate narcotics. Mm-hmm. And then he reaches into a drawer, pulls out a gun, and gives it to somebody.
Wow.
Then he turns to me and says, what do you want? And by this time, I really did not like this man. And I'm standing over him, and I said, I want you to give her soul back to her. Not really realizing that spiritually, if you go to a tattoo artist, you spend a lot of time in a tattoo parlor, apparently they take your soul.
Okay, that's new to me. You have any tattoos?
Absolutely not. If I don't have a tattoo...
Can you believe that these tattoo artists take a piece of your soul?
If you spend a lot of time in there.
Okay. If you're getting all tatted up with the same guy now, or does it differ if you go to
it's usually the same person. Becomes what I refer to as a nickel and dime guru.
I see. They do a little one here, a little one there. They keep growing it.
They basically rape your mind.
Mm.
And Viper was easily led. Mm. So he said, why? And I said, because I like her.
Mm.
Then she comes back mystically, and we go away. The next day, after enduring thank you, a Lion victory against Eagles in Philadelphia, 13 fumbles, I think.
Wow.
You know, that was when Randall Cunningham played and used to bounce the ball
the
field.
That's right.
I come back to the Red Roof Inn near the airport, and Viper's...
I know it.
Viper's crying, and she said, thank you. And I had sort of forgotten because it was a bad taste on my mouth from being there.
Hard Street.
And I said, what? She said, I have my soul back. And then she said to me, he knows you hate him. And I said, oh, it's a lot worse than that.
Mm.
But she caught him off guard. And I said, what are you talking about? He expected that when he asked you why you wanted me to have my soul back, that you were going to talk about sex and all that kind of stuff. All you said is, you like me.
Hmm.
And I said, hell, I'm going to like you a lot more than I'll ever love you. And then she really cried because Viper never had anybody who liked her. And I had met her when liked her. A lot of people loved her, but love's cheap. When you like somebody... That's usually and hopefully
like them as a person. You're saying, and when you say love, they're loved her for who she was or what she did.
I love the Detroit Lions and I love the New York Yankees. Mm. I don't particularly like either. I like the Yankees more because they've won. I don't really like the Detroit Lions. And I don't even like being a Detroit Lion fan because they tell me I'm going to go to hell when I die. I've been in it for almost 50 years being a Lion fan.
Mm.
I'm terrified playing the Dolphins this week, you know. So I we're winning
That goes way back.
Which is I go way, way back. I'm 71.
Oh, interesting.
71.
No, yeah. I would have guessed 60s.
I like that.
Yeah, I would have knocked 5 years off of
well,
that.
Well, I'm happy with my hair, so I keep it.
You still stand up straight. I mean, that's
a good
thing.
Well, yeah, that hurts because I played 20 years of football up and down Southern California getting broken in half. Mm. My hands sound like broken watches. Your listeners don't want to hear my hands. My knee is gone. Three of my ribs are shattered.
No, we want to hear more stories about...
But the future of Harry von Graf is interesting.
Yeah, let's go Harry von Graf.
She wrote to him a couple of times. Then we got a letter back saying deceased. And I was sort of happy about all of that. He was shot to death in his tattoo parlor.
Go figure, on Arch Street.
Which is interesting.
And in the 80s?
In his room next to him, which I did not know about, apparently he had a couple of hundred snakes.
No shit.
Which he could have easily fed me to, because I was all out there by myself for a while. But that's why I bring up Nightmare Before Christmas, because I believe...
The guy had a couple hundred snakes in an apartment?
No, this was on our street upstairs in a store.
Upstairs in a store.
Or maybe it was an apartment.
Like in cages? Or you're talking
I didn't go in there to look.
No kidding. It was very different. Arch Street back in the 80s was, yeah, right.
It was a battle zone, apparently. Battle zone. It wasn't comfortable being there, but that's why I bring up Nightmare Before Christmas, because I think that Tim Burton...
Northern Liberties.
Tim Burton, I think, fell in like with Viper and patterned the character of Sally, who doesn't walk, by the way. She glides, and Viper had been an American Ballet Theater dancer. To me, the equivalent of stitches on a rag doll... is a tattoo, but the person who designs Sally and owns Sally is in a wheelchair.
Right, the artist.
Yeah, think about the doctor.
Well, anyway, let's do this because I don't want to go off on too many tangents.
I tend to do that.
Yeah, you do, you do. But here's what we're going to do.
Reel me in.
You did. I'm going to reel you in right now. And we're going to talk a couple stories. I got to give these stories because you talk Philadelphia. So this one takes place in Philadelphia, right? It's called No Chance Suckers. 22-year-old woman. I like this. She was abducted off the street Sunday. They captured it on surveillance video. Did you guys see this? And they tracked this guy via a GPS system to Maryland. No kidding. Carlicia Freeland Gaither. Now, she fought back. The guy tied her up. She kicked out some windows.
Good
way
for
to
her.
Fight back. Delvin Barnes is bad guy, 37-year-old dude. He takes her down there. Even used her ATM card. That's kind of how they found him. Anyway, they tracked him, forced this guy. Turns out he's a bad guy. He's on charges for another abduction where they found a 16-year-old girl naked, covered in burns, bleeding, smelling of bleach. This is the crazy shit that people do. This guy's DNA was linked to that crime as well. So, hey, the good news is they got this whack job. They tracked them 75 miles away, and the car dealer helped out because he put a GPS in it because this bozo, they figured he was going to, you know, they'd have to go what's it called? They got to go repossess the car. So
that's the only reason.
Kudos. Yeah, kudos. And the Philly police chief, Charles Ramsey, said the guy's a thug, vicious guy. Her refusal to quit fighting, you know, even kept her alive. So there you go. I mean, ladies, gentlemen, fight back.
Well, that's the reason firing squads are designed. They should kill them on site.
This guy here, no doubt. I mean, they're going to spend a lot of money, but I just think, you know, got
to
get rid of
them. No reason to. Kill them.
No, kill them. This one's called the Candyman. I like these, Bill. This one's called the Candyman. We use that term for different reasons.
Yes,
but,
we do.
Yeah, remember that? Arizona National Guard, check it out. They're investigating a crew that flew a UH-60 Black Hawk helicopter over a Halloween party, upscale Phoenix neighborhood, and dropped some candy. Yeah. The crew took off from the Papago Military Reserve. Yeah, check it out. It's right near I know where the reserve is. It's near Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport. Right. And they go over there and they kind of cross through this neighborhood. They were heading north side of Phoenix to Deer Valley and training mission, and they crossed over Arcadia, which is in central Phoenix, dropped some candy at
what
Halloween
kind of
party.
What brands?
I don't know. They didn't say. All they said was a bunch of candy. They hovered for 3 minutes at 50 feet. Now, think about it.
Top Gun style, right?
Yeah. Fly by the tower. Well, four crew members were suspended. Why? Well, think about it. Everybody's on social media, and they thought a drug drop. They're talking drug job. Then they, like, scared the kids at the local game. Then it was, what's going on? It's kind of cool that they're dropping candy to a Halloween party. But anyway, the candy man has cometh. That's kind of a neat story. I don't know. What do you think will happen to those guys?
Those kids will need dentists.
Kids will need dentists. They'll let the guys slap them on the wrist and say, guys, don't do that again. But hopefully it was for kids, unless it was not their buddy and doing some stupid joke.
I hope there wasn't anything in that candy.
Well, that should be okay with the Blackhawk. Well, we hope. Well, anyway, let's move on to this one. It's called Why Not? It's Free. Now, in a sea of change, Microsoft Office Anybody know about that? You can get it for free now on the iPhone. Well, Word, Excel, PowerPoint. Yeah, it used to be you had to pay the $99 for the 365, right? That software. But now they're giving it away free. You can get it iPhone, iPad, Android. Yeah, because they're hoping that they're making a bet now that it'll maintain a strong base of Office for PCs as well. And know what they're using the word, Bill, is interoperability. Interoperability. Okay. Editing, collaborating. I don't know. Anyway, I guess Microsoft rolls on.
Tragically, I'm ancient or antiquated in the sense that technology and I have never seen eye to eye.
Well, you're 71. I mean,
I grew up on a manual typewriter.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
I resisted going to an electric typewriter. I resisted going to a computer, which I had a cat who died. He was 21 years old, named Samson. He was a Himalayan cat. I guarantee you the cat knew more about my computer than I did. Hmm. The new one just...
But you have a computer now.
Oh, absolutely. You have choice.
You have to. Yeah.
You know.
Well, you have a choice. I don't know. But,
what exactly would I do without a computer?
Well, you could watch your old movies, your 500 scenes, 300 movies. I don't know.
They're all at home, by the way, they're in boxes.
I know. They're all the VHS tapes, right?
And DVDs
now. Yeah. Mm, I got to check out some of those because...
Please do.
Maybe they weren't eaten by the bears. I'm calling this story Yummy Bears.
Ooh.
This one's not a real good story, though. I had to name it that because on some remote island in Alaska, it's called Sally Island. This isn't good.
They should leave these bears alone.
Well, who knows what was happening here. I think it was really because they were carrying a dead deer. And Coast Guard rescuers are airlifted a hunter after he was mauled by a group of bears. That's kind of sad. 65-year-old guy. It's hunting party. They were carrying a deer that they shot and killed on Sally Island. And
if the bear is land, leave him alone.
Yeah, it's...
Well,
they're out there hunting, and that's kind of what happened.
They got what they deserved.
Yeah, and the guy... Well... This guy that was the master of the fishing, so they have to take a fishing vessel to get there. He drops off the hunters, right? Yep. Nah, the good news, no one else was hurt, but they said it's abnormal. I mean, I did a little research on this. The brown bears recently, like in Yellowstone National Park, there was a gal in Michigan, 12-year-old girl in Michigan who was jogging. They're talking, what, is there a trend for this? But they said, no, there's no trend. But if you ever do get confronted by the brown and the grizzlies are more aggressive, but they said there's two types of attacks. There's predatory attack. If they're coming after you, you need to become bigger
than
them.
There's also defensive attack.
And defensive
attack. Because if the mother has cubs hiding behind the tree,
exactly.
We're invading their land.
Exactly. Well, you got to play
dead. Well, you have to understand that I'm known as the bear, and look what I'm wearing.
Papa Bear.
And
you got the bear around you.
Damn right I do.
I like that. This guy here... We're sitting across from me. I'm going to spew out some other things about you. All right. What is this? Overage delinquents who populate the world of Triple X.
Yes, I believe that the adult entertainment industry is filled with overage juvenile delinquents. They're well overage, but they're in a perpetual state of rebellion. They're in a perpetual state of anti-socialism. And I think that this is the way for them to become immortal.
This is their way to become immortal.
Yes, if they're any good at it. The legends... Right. The real legends, there's a number of them in stars in front of the Hustler store. The people who literally put their asses on the line so society could get their own asses in gear should be worshipped because when it was illegal, of course, it was a lot more fun. Now, unfortunately, the men in this business cork their bats, which is...
Yeah, you talked about that.
They take suspicious things to make them hard. Mm. That's cheating.
Not Viagra, because that's not going to work.
Well, we don't know.
Who knows?
I have a friend who did a lot of it. He had a stroke, and he's dead.
Did a lot of Viagra?
A lot of too much Viagra.
No kidding.
Because what it is, you're trying to keep up with the people in their 20s and 30s who are doing it. Hmm. But the real men, all I used was spit in my left hand.
Lube it up.
Well,
not even a little KY, huh?
Well, no, I never used KY. For a while, there was this wonderful baby oil that was all natural. It had a bear on it. That's why I got it.
Ah.
And if you listen real close in some of my movies, you may even hear somebody saying, toss the bear oil, because it tasted good, it never dried out, and it was all natural vitamin E and jojoba and all
Look
kinds
at
of...
you.
I know, it's good.
Going organic over here.
You only get one body, so don't pollute it.
No.
Don't put
By the way, did you ever work with Tracy Lords? Because no. She's ranked as like the number one. I remember her back because she was underage.
Well, yeah.
Her tapes were pretty much out there, right in
Tracy,
the early
80s. Was the Matahari of X. She turned on this business premeditatingly. When she turned 18, she turned the business in. Mm. And I only wish the worst for her.
Premeditatively, really?
Yes. That was all planned. Yeah. This was a cunning woman. The story I tell about her is she was sitting on my couch, which I still have the couch, but I just moved to another apartment, in October of 84. And sitting there naked, and I said to the woman I was with at that time named Drea, there's something wrong with this girl because she looked like she'd just fallen out of a pea pod. She had conical tits, she had a dopey look in her eye, and there was baby fat pouring off of her. And at that point,
how old was she?
Well, we were to find out she was 16.
At the time. She was born in 58? No, you said it was 84.
84.
Oh, what am I saying? 68.
This was not a good human being.
Really?
Now, they say she was good in bed. They say that Jamie Gillis told me that when he was having sex with her, she was screaming into his ear. Well, I don't want to use the term because we decided we wouldn't use the term, but Jamie called me and said, what's wrong with that girl? Because she had the sexual predacity of a 40-year-old whore.
Really? At a young age?
Very young age. Yeah. She was cunning without the T. This was not a good human being. I have great plans for her.
She's doing films. I mean,
well, she can rot in hell and whatever she's doing.
You don't like her.
She's being used as a hula hoop or a pet rock. Kevin Smith used her.
Kevin Smith. Yeah,
Nick and Mary make a porno.
Yeah, I love that film.
That film was a piece of garbage.
Come on, I like that film. Absolutely. Don't be beating up that film.
Utter gutter trash. But beyond all of that.
Katie Morgan did a great job.
Yeah, Katie's Katie Morgan. I'm not Katie Morgan.
Do you know her?
I adore her. She has all these dogs packed into her bag. Nasal speaking delight. Absolute delight.
Did you ever work with her?
Never worked with her. Worked in movies with her when I was playing a role in the Sopranos series. Katie was in it.
Okay.
I played Buddy the Hitman. I was too evil to have sex.
Oh, I see. So you were in some films after the but that you didn't have sex.
There were many. And in fact, the only award I've ever won was for best non-sex performance in a movie called Dark Side, where I had 57 lines of dialogue. I counted them, hoped some of them would disappear, and I won best actor of the year, best non-sex performer.
Kidding.
To this day, I have no idea what that movie's about.
You're like, I have no idea. Did you have any lines?
57. I had block paragraphs. No idea what I was talking about.
No kidding.
I was terrified.
What the hell are you doing in that film?
I played two doctors, Dr. Yes and Dr. No or something, with one outfit and another outfit. I lost 10 pounds in fear sweat.
No kidding.
I'm very good being bad. I like being bad characters, Weekend Fantasy or Lust Inferno, even Intimate Lessons, which most of my scenes are out of that movie, were cut out. Because I like to go a little bit crazy. I like to unlock the zipper of the mind.
I could see that. You can go. Got to get your own talk show and start unlocking. But let's go to 1972 because just a couple quick things here. First of all, the two major things were the Munich Olympics, right? The 11 Israeli athletes are murdered.
Yes.
And secondly, it was the White House, right? Five White House operatives arrested, right? It started the Watergate scandal, a.k.a. Deep Throat.
Great movie, by the way. All the President's Men is a masterpiece.
That is, and we'll talk more about the films. But remember, cost of living inflation was 3.2%. Dow Jones closed the first time. It broke through 1,000. Yeah, no kidding. You could go to a movie for $2. Buy a Ford Pinto for $2,078. Incredible. And how about a Barbie doll collection was $2.85. Gas was 55 cents. So we're going back to 72.
Well, you know why 72 is the year, it's a watershed year, because that's the year the two movies that made us sociologically acceptable and made us what is called porno chic came out.
Deep Throat
and Green Door.
And Green Door.
It's unique that they were made on opposite sides of the United States.
Yeah.
And probably not even aware of each other being made. And in the summer of 72, they explode upon the scene and make X acceptable, theoretically.
Well, June 12, 1972, right. Deep Throat was the first pornographic film to feature a plot. This is what they say. Character development, high production standards.
Oh, my God.
And the guys changed their name. Gerald... Damiano changed it to Jerry Gerard. He was the writer, director, producer. Louis Periano, he was Lou Perry.
Well, that's the Pirano family.
The Pirano family.
And I say family with the all the genuflection.
Yeah, they said it was the mobs. The mob made this film.
Well,
right? Or that's what they talk
about. I'll spend one little incident about organized crime. When I testified in front of the Meese Commission in 1985, I was asked about organized crime. And I said, a little organization is good for any business.
A little organization, a lot of organization is good for
a
any
little
business, but
organization.
You were kind of saying it exists.
Well, let's put
Can't
it this
say
way.
That.
When I met the most powerful man in the business, who I won't say who he was, but I did tell him I would kiss his hand, but I wouldn't sit in the corner. And he said to me, nobody talks to me like that. And I said to him, I can because I don't want your money.
You didn't want anything.
No. I wanted glory.
Well, is that why you get into the... I mean, you're saying even now... Because nowadays... All right, let me ask you, because I know this was... You go back many years, but nowadays on the internet, there's like a million... There's... I don't know how many millions of women, girls, whatever, making porn on the street. There's like a million different versions.
Well, they're doing it at home and webcamming.
Everything. Do you get into the adult entertainment industry and be legit? Like, how do you come and get, was it Vivid? Who's making these?
Well, Vivid's a big company. There are other major companies on the street. Evil
Angel.
Do
you have to start small? Do you got to start like these, like the younger 18, 20-year-olds? How do they start?
Well, I've been trying to do something in this business probably for about 35 years. I want to raise the age of entrance to 21 rather than 18.
That's an interesting.
I don't believe that you're ready at 18 to make a decision that will haunt you the rest of your life. Because
and this decision does? You get into the business,
absolutely.
You're haunted.
Because
are you haunted deep down subconsciously or just you're saying?
No. But, what if you get a real job? What if you go be a teacher? What if you work with kids? What
it's
if
still
you,
there.
What
saying.
If your husband never knew and then he finds out?
Right.
It
haunts you in many different ways.
It's too easy to be found.
Of course.
Because this media has exploded into people. You were mentioning iPhones. You were mentioning iPads.
And you have to retire. That's kind of what you're saying.
Well,
these women
you can't disappear for the most part.
But what I'm saying is you finish with the industry. Like women have a beginning and an end, or men and women in the adult entertainment. Is there a beginning and an end always, or do they continue
well,
on?
Well, men can go on forever because of the miracle drugs.
Right.
Yeah, but
well, but that, nobody's really wanting to see, I mean, for the most
they
part.
They are if they're working with young women.
Well, that's true. They do that in Japan a lot, I think, right?
Yeah,
it's a whole other thing.
It's uncomfortable. And I'm not, you know, I sound like a hypocrite because I'm condemning my business, but I have a right to because as much as I love it, I also criticize it because it's lost its soul.
Well, has it ever had a soul?
Yes. Back in the early
really?
Days. There early were so
days,
few
what's
of us,
early? 72?
70s. The 70s. Up until it became legal, there was a thrill to do it. But once
and there
it became,
wasn't a huge money in it, right?
It wasn't for the money. It was for the glory.
It was for the glory. Again, you're doing this for the glory. You guys want it to be...
Well, I'll ask you. You've been an actor. You are an actor.
Mm-hmm.
You have this show. You're not doing it for, you know, vanity press. You like people coming up to you and saying, heard your show, really cool.
Well, somebody said that the other day. It felt good.
I've sat in theaters and heard people... I've seen people applaud and cheer my scenes. There is nothing like it because it's professional athleticism.
True.
And
well,
I,
you're putting it out there and you're, you know, that's a reward.
Well, yes, the sex was mechanical. We had sex in positions monkeys would envy. I've had more injuries.
Now, does a director kind of say, move over here? What's going on with the sound?
A director Let me ask should you that. Shut his mouth.
A director just sort of sits back. He's not the cinematographer, though. Like, there's not many people on the set, correct?
Well, yes, there's some, but not as many. It's not a mainstream.
Right.
Situation, but the thing about it is that once you start having sex, the director, who a good director, lets instinct take over, and he'd go in the editing lab and hack it to bits.
Right.
A stupid director, as I've always said, directing adult performers is like herding naked cattle in a one-way tunnel, will start screaming at you in the middle of your scene, which makes absolutely no sense, because do you scream at a professional athlete when he's running down the field to make that cut, make this cut? Do you scream at a quarterback when he's throwing a pass? Do you scream at a batter because it is bottom of the ninth, bases loaded, full count, and you can't follow
up? He's not
off
saying
a ball.
Cut. He's just screaming while everything's going on.
You know
he's
why
cut
a lot
that
of them,
out.
You know why a lot of them scream? They're jealous of the male performer.
Well,
They want to be the male performer. A lot of them would hope the male performer fails.
And they can
jump
in there.
In the word vernacular, stunt cock or stunt dick.
But is it very, especially with the women? I mean, do you meet them beforehand? You kind of discuss it? Or no, you just sort of show up and you know you're professionals. You just do your work? Or is it all sort of like kind of like scripted out, you know, like a reality? It's not scripted, but it's scripted.
Well, I used to try when if you call it directing, to get the people interested in each other, to write it with certain people in mind, and let them just roll with the punches. And my videographer, until he died, wonderful man named Jane Waters, knew exactly what I wanted. He would paint with a camera, and the scenes would be incredible. Mm. And I also believe that every audience, unless the ones that turn off the sound, would like a reason to have the sex happen. So I like to have a method to the meat,
right.
Basically. Right. I tell stories. I've written them. I've directed them. I've criticized them. I adore them. And some of them I don't like. I've made some bad movies. I've made movies
What about, not because I know we're going to run out of time. We always do. But what about,
amazing.
Pretty soon. But what about this? Do you become friends? I mean, I'm reading porn stars. I use the word porn. Adult entertainment.
It's quite all right.
It's more sexy, you know, the word. I don't know. It's out
porn
there.
Porn is where your mind is.
Yeah,
if your mind is dirty,
right.
Then it's porn.
Then it's porn.
Yes.
Right. Well, with the women, I read a friend of mine actually went to high school with a gal. I'm not going to get into names, but he went to high school with her. He's still friends with her. She, out of high school, wanted to become a star, which it did. She did, like 3 or 4 years later, younger guy. And she's been in it maybe 5, 6 years
That's
now.
That's all? All right.
Well, I mean,
is she still in it?
She's still in it, yeah. Good. No, she's a star.
Good for her. Well, now
well,
what's a
that's
star?
A relative term. I don't know. But I don't know the what, you know, classifies a star.
Well,
but nonetheless,
come to Las Vegas in January and you'll see who's a star and who isn't.
Yeah, she's won those awards, like, or whatever of the year.
AVM.
Yeah, AVM. She's won
awards. Has she won XRCO awards?
We're not going to get into this one particular. I'm just saying the point because he says she doesn't date anybody. The point I'm making is she doesn't date.
Under her professional name, there's no reason to keep it secret because you're only...
No, but I can't remember the name. That's what I say. Oh, without getting into it, I don't remember her name.
How
famous
is she?
Well, I'm not a huge, you know,
Who's your favorite of all time?
I'm not following porn on it like a daily
when
but what's
were,
going on?
When you were
I
getting,
like Katie Morgan. I do.
She's
I'm a
so
Katie
adorable.
Morgan fan.
She is absolutely...
I wrote to Katie Morgan. I give a shout-out to Katie. I wanted to get her on the show.
Well,
seriously.
Yeah, she would probably come on.
Well, I never heard back, but maybe she will. Maybe she's busy.
I inducted her.
She did something down in San Diego, I think, about that time, like recently, right? A week or two ago?
She's, yeah.
Doing her show.
I guess.
She's got an HBO show.
She had an HBO show, and she is so magnificent because she's comfortable.
I'm telling you, I like her.
Then you like little tiny people. I like them tall.
Well, then she got the implants,
which
you know?
Is a huge mistake.
Yeah, I know. I liked her without the implants.
So do I.
There
I love them when they're
look
flat
at us, Victoria. But no, do you become? Well, anyway, this one said that they don't really ever date or become friends with the guys. They just it's work, and they don't date outside. No, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. That the women, this girl didn't date outside of the industry. She didn't like have other boyfriends, but. She was friends with guys in the industry. She didn't say she slept with the guys outside of work. She just said friends with them in the industry. She doesn't date outside of the industry. She just is busy.
Good.
Yeah.
More power to her.
And that's good, right?
Most people are their own best company.
Right. But I'm saying in your instance along the way, since in the 70s there were fewer, now there's hundreds of thousands, right?
Not hundreds of thousands. I don't believe that.
You don't think?
I don't think there's – I would – now, you're talking about adult stars.
No, I meant in the industry.
Adult entertainment performers?
In what people consider in making videos. You make 10 videos, you're in the industry.
All right. Maybe in Southern California, which is the center of the universe, 500?
Stars.
No, 500 performers.
That's it?
Yeah.
Really?
Because a lot of them don't
men
last.
And women, or you
no,
mean?
No, well, men are still, it's tough to be a man in this business even if you're taking pills.
Mm.
Because it wears you out. It's somewhat dehumanizing because you realize no one, quite frankly, cares about you.
Yeah, they just want to
it's
see
about
that last
the
shot.
It's,
yeah,
it's about
the women.
And they want to see the money shot, the pop
Speaking
shot.
Of, they want to see the pop shot. Speaking of the women, I'll tell you, this goes so quick. We got about 2 minutes, and here's what I want to do real quick. Oh. I got to give out this award. The Get Your Shit Together award goes to the waitress in Atlantic City, Bobby Flay Steaks. She sells a guy a bottle of wine. The guy, Lentini, Joe Lentini, give a shout out. He She said it was $37.50. He asked her to pick out a bottle for him. He's not a wine guy. Business dinner. $37.50. She comes back with the bill. It was $3,750. They like almost shit. The guy said we all had a heart attack anyway. They reduced the price to $2,200. The sommelier said, you know, it was a good bottle of Screaming Eagle 2011 vintage. Sells for $1,000. It's a Cabernet. But anyway, get your shit together to her. But by the way, Bill, we do the Fast Five every day when I have a guest. I'm going to ask you five quick questions. Don't be looking at it. Real quick. What comes to mind? Number one, chocolate or vanilla ice cream?
Chocolate.
I knew that. Number two, tropical island or New York City?
New York City.
Of course. Number three, ancient Rome or the Wild West?
Wild West.
Cool. Number four, tearjerker or action thriller?
Tearjerker.
Man, you're good. Number five, candlelight dinner or picnic in the park?
Picnic in the park.
I knew you were going to say that because isn't the 70s is when they had all those outdoor scenes. I mean, first of all, women were hairy.
Too many ants. I love fur, by the way.
You love fur?
Love
That's fur. All coming back now, isn't it?
I hope so.
I don't...
I like to hunt through something to get to the center of the universe.
I definitely remember that in my early days. I think it was 70.
It's good dental floss.
79, I think, when I was 16. Yeah, but then the 80s, and then it went to nothing. So, yeah, you know, you got to be open-minded.
There's no mystery to shaved sexuality.
No. No, but there is some more mystery to you. But, you know, it goes so quick. So, Bill Margold, we got to check him out. Now, your website, send people to your website where you're...
BillMargold.com.
Real
Very
simple.
Simple.
Real, you can't mess up his name. You know my name, RichTola.com, if you guys want to check it out. Or all these other shows on the archives, right? LATalkRadio.com/ToLaTalks. Again, Bill, thanks for having you on the show.
A pleasure.
Hey, guys, I'm Rich Tola. And remember, dreams do come true. But, hey, what do I know?
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.